Today, household spendathon still on for some. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics World, and I just post covering finance and property news. And before I start, just a quick thank you. I've just crossed 70,000 subscribers on YouTube. Really appreciate all of those who have subscribed. And if you haven't done so, please do. I want to get to 100,000 as I can. Anyway, I've been highlighting the unequal position of households across Australia with significant numbers in financial stress, while others are still spending big and are seeing real wages growing very fast. This is having a weird effect on data, with some signals showing significant consumer strength and others extreme weakness. This in turn is making it difficult at the aggregate level for the RBA to set the level of interest rates, especially with inflation as reported yesterday shifting under their feet. One such signal is the retail trade data, which by the way the ABS will stop producing later this year. They just released data on Australian retail turnover, which rose 0.8% in November 24, that's seasonally adjusted. This comes after growth of 0.5% in October 2024, and 0.4% in September 2024. The ABS says Black Friday sales events proved once again to be a big hit, with widespread discounting and higher spending across all retail industries. The popularity of Black Friday sales continues to grow, with promotional activity now stretching across the entire month of November, not just solely focused on the Black Friday weekend. But IFM economist Alex Joyner put it a bit differently. Retail sales rise again on a per capita basis, doesn't scream that rate cuts are desperately needed for the aggregate household sector. Now, there were rises in all retail industries in November. On the non-food related industries, department stores rose 1.8%, followed by clothing, footwear and personal accessory retailing at 1.6%, household goods retailing up 0.6%, other retailing up 0.3%. Consumers have taken advantage of Black Friday sales once again, with discounting seen across clothing items, furniture, electrical goods and cosmetics, the ABS said. Discounts were also seen in essential goods, with businesses in food retailing boosted by higher spending due to Black Friday price cuts and points incentives through reward programs. Both food-related industries rose. Cafes, restaurants and takeaway food service were up 1.5%, and that was the fourth straight monthly rise, while food retailing rose 0.5%. Retail turnover rose in all states and territories, with the impact of Black Friday felt across the country. The Northern Territory bounced back from two straight months of falls following the end of the peak tourism season and adverse weather to see the largest rise in all states and territories, the ABS said. Total online retail sales were 4,184.6 million in November 2024 in seasonally adjusted terms. Sydney adjusted online sales rose 1.2% or $47.6 million, following a rise of 1.1%, again $43.1 million in October 24. Seasonally adjusted through the year sales were up 8.7% or $333 million. Original online sales rose 21.8% or $944.5 million in November 24, compared to a rise of 26.9% at the same time last year. In November 2024, food online sales were $1,264.5 million and non-food online sales were $2,917.4 million in season adjusted terms. Food sales rose 0.5% or $5.7 million, while non-food rose 1.5% or $42 million season adjusted. In original terms, the proportion of online food retailing sales to total food retailing rose from 6.5% to 6.6%, whilst the proportion of online non-food retailing sales to total non-food retailing rose from 17.8% to 20%. In original terms, the proportion of online sales to total retailing rose from 11.6% to 13.1%. Black Friday sales events have lifted online sales similar to the same time last year when the proportion of online sales to total retailing was 12.7%. Now, a couple of important takeouts here. Clearly, some households have significant capacity to keep spending and are not really feeling the pinch. Others who are under pressure took the opportunity to grab bargains, real or imagined, through Black Friday. And the continued drift to online purchases potentially has a profound impact on bricks and mortar shops in the high street, with many areas being hollowed out. And as I mentioned earlier, the ABS intends to cease the retail business survey and retail trade publication. They say to balance organisational priorities of producing timely statistics using new data sources and reducing the burden ABS surveys place on the business community. Retail trade statistics are often used as an early indicator of household consumption. However, retail trade has been declining as a proportion of total household consumption. Retail trade coverage has fallen from 56.2% of household consumption in 1959 to 60 to 33.2% in 2022-23. The last release of the retail trade publication will be on the 31st of July 2025, referencing the June 2025 period. Now, 2 points here. First, the fall in household consumption versus retail is a direct result of a greater proportion of household income going on housing via mortgage and rental payments and services, including insurance and banking costs and other outgoings. This is a proxy for the pressure on many households, as seen in my surveys. The December 2024 data, by the way, will be out soon. Second, the ABS says that users will be able to access more comprehensive monthly data on household consumption from the ABS's monthly household spending indicator, the MHSI. This indicator provides an early read on household spending, covering around 68% of household consumption compared to the 33% covered by the retail trade data. Alongside the MHSI, the monthly business turnover indicator, the MBTI, also provides a frequent and timely indicator of economic activity in important parts of the economy. Both indicators make use of administrative data from the private and public sectors, reducing the burden on businesses while continuing to produce important economic indicators. Now, I have a question here. Will the change in data mask the retail trends, which of course have supported the economy in recent decades? We will have to see. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.